Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. It's official. President Joe Biden has won the Democratic nomination to run for re-election. It lines up a rematch with former President Donald Trump. Trump has clinched the Republican nomination. This, as there are still several primary election votes left to collect and count in several U.S. states. High inflation is lasting longer than anticipated by economists. February's Consumer Price Index, indicating the cost of goods and services, rose by 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from the previous year. It does remain above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News. The Senate's Republican leader urging the GOP-controlled House to vote on a bipartisan foreign aid package before it's too late. USA's John Schaefer.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell is pressing House Speaker Mike Johnson to bring a comprehensive foreign aid package to the floor for a vote.
Well, as we all know, the world is literally at war. Our friends in Ukraine are running out of ammo, and our friends in Israel need help as well.
Last month, senators approved a $95 billion national security package earmarked for military assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. However, Speaker Johnson has hesitated to schedule the bill for voting, insisting that aid to Ukraine be tied to significant policy adjustments at the U.S.-Mexico border.
This as a new $300 million weapons shipment package to Ukraine is being prepped by the White House. However prepared any one nation could be for nuclear war, Russian President Vladimir Putin claims his country certainly is. The comments were part of a campaign message in an interview aired on Russian television early Wednesday. He told the everyday Russians watching at home and those foreigners watching abroad that he does not necessarily see nuclear war on the horizon. This is USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
More than a dozen Democrats are siding with Republicans on a House resolution that harshly criticizes President Biden and his administration for its policy at the southern border. On Tuesday, 14 Democrats voted with House Republicans to back a resolution that accuses both Biden and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas of intentionally violating U.S. immigration law. Last month, House Republicans rejected Biden's bipartisan bill that included border security reform. The embattled head of the Uvalde Police Department in Texas is resigning. Chief Daniel Rodriguez will leave the office in April. The city's not saying why he is stepping down. Rodriguez was on vacation in Phoenix when an armed gunman stormed the town's elementary school, killing 19 students and two teachers back in May 2022. Americans with children may be getting a little more of a tax break when filing this tax season. The child tax credit increased for tax year 2023, and IRS spokesperson Stacey Engel says those who qualify can get up to $2,000 per child.
That's $2,000 per dependent that reduces your tax liability. So it could increase your refund. Now, the child tax credit is not a refundable credit. It reduces the amount of your tax on your return.
Qualifying children include sons and daughters under the age of 17, stepchildren, and eligible foster children as well. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Live.
Well, we all see the problem. The question is, do we see the solution? I'm Bill Martinez. He's Dr. Paul Kengor. Dr. Paul, of course, he's the one that knows everything. So this is why we have him on, because we don't need a crystal ball. He's got it all figured out for us. Right, Paul?
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah,
I mean no pressure.
I think you should talk to my wife. I mean, she should hear all of this. This is be really illuminating to her. Yeah, probably make my life a lot easier.
Well, I'm sure it would. I mean, that's what I'm here for, Paul. I'm here to serve, you know. So, Dr. Kengor, of course, the professor of political science and chief academic fellow of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Well, Paul, any big surprises for you from last night's, 15-state primary?
Well, I am. This will sound odd to people, Bill, but I am surprised that Nikki Haley dropped out. And I mean, obviously, she can't win, right? Clearly, obviously, there's no question about that. However, there's a distinct advantage to being the number two person in a primary, just because you're the alternative, you're the runner up, and if something should happen to Donald Trump, you know, whether legally or in any year, any president, I say this as a presidential historian, I mean, you just never know what could happen in the primary to the front runner. I don't mean like die or assassination or anything like that. Although,
well, we would hope
that happened. Yeah, right. That has happened many, many times in the past. I think in 1968, and in fact, that's a great example. So 1968, this is how unpredictable things can be. LBJ suddenly announces that he's not even going to pursue the Democratic Party's nomination for him to run for re-election to the presidency, right? So then all of a sudden, wow, the path is cleared for RFK Jr., RFK Sr., right? And he was assassinated, of all things. And they end up, of all people, with Hubert Humphrey as the nominee. So a year earlier, nobody would have predicted any of that. So all I'm saying is that and of all years where something could happen with a Republican nominee, I mean, this would be it because of Donald Trump's legal challenges, right? Mm-hmm. I expect him to be healthy and protected, and I wouldn't fear assassination or anything like that. But this would be the year you'd want to hang in, continue to pick up delegates. A lot of these states aren't winner-take-all states, so she still picks up delegates, right? I mean, she still could maybe go into the convention with 800, 900 delegates. I imagine I'd have to do the projections and run the numbers on that. But I guess she's just at the point where she's decided that she's getting crushed so bad and not winning a single state at all, other than, you know, the swamp, the District of Columbia, that she might as well drop out and save money. And maybe at this point, too, she realizes that if something did happen to Donald Trump, you know, the RNC in Milwaukee in July or August, whenever they meet, would naturally turn to her or DeSantis, right? So
exactly.
Kind of the effect of number two anyway. So in that sense, it makes sense of her.
And my question, Paul, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, is that, you know, I'm not sure she did her herself well, even not the, you know, campaigning, because she seemed to be, you know, coming across as the mean girl. And and I don't know that that was necessarily helpful in her situation. I mean, she was riding the wave of some big donors, the anti-Trumpers, and then of course then these states were kind of playing with her too, especially in the states where you could be a Democrat and vote Republican for a primary, which, you know, that's manipulative. Because you ask the people, you go, well, you voted for Haley. Well, does that mean you're going to vote for Haley if she's the president? Oh, no, I'm going to vote for Biden. Okay, all right. You know, I just think that you should vote for, you know, you're the party that you are assigned to, that you've committed to, not this crossover stuff. It gets, you know, it gets manipulative, you know?
Well, and also I wrote a piece for our local paper, the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, last Friday, saying, of course, Nikki Haley should stay in the race. And that was before, you know, the overwhelming defeat last night. But I got a bunch of angry emails from really fanatical Trump supporters, the ones that I call Trumpists, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean, I don't mean, so people, don't be insulted. Listen to what I say here. If you like Donald Trump, that's okay. I'm talking about the type of Trump supporter, and Bill, we've met him, who you can't even make a criticism of Donald Trump in the hope of proving him, right?
Yeah,
they get furious at you, they get angry at you. And so with that type of Trump supporter, the mere fact that Nikki Haley was staying in the race kind of infused them with this, like, white-hot hatred, right?
Exactly.
Like, what a witch! Right? It's like, take it easy, dude. If you hate her this much, let her stay in the race and beat her, trounce her.
Right.
It's okay.
Exactly.
This is America. You know, we have games. We have competition. You don't have to hate her because she's running against your guy. And you're like, what a raw, evil swamp creature. Haley, you know. And I got emails from these people. I said, just calm down. What, why are you so personally offended by this?
Right.
But by staying in the race, she would... she was indeed inspiring this kind of like foaming at the mouth sort of hatred of her by, you know, like hyperventilating Trump supporters. And so, you know, that wasn't doing her any good. But I don't know. She still is. People listening who feel that Donald Trump is the best Republican chance of beating Joe Biden, I still think that she had a better chance of beating Biden because, and you know, Trump supporters, you'll agree with this, hold on, okay? She does have crossover appeal to Democrats, right? Mm-hmm. And I know that's why you don't like her, a lot of those people, right? But I want to beat Joe Biden. And I think she had a better chance of doing it than Trump did, although right now I would put my money on either one of them to beat Biden.
Right.
I think Trump can too. But Trump drives his people to the polls. Haley doesn't really do that, but also Trump drives the opposition to the polls, right? And Haley wouldn't do that, right? She's not going to have 80 million Democrats wanting to vote against her like Trump will. So there's certain advantages and disadvantages to both of them, and that's the way politics is.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting dynamic. Nikki Haley approaches the numbers in a way of, you know, how can you win? And she wants to, you know, present a reasonable way and a thought pattern of how to be successful. You know, whether we're talking about, you know, life, the abortion issue and that. But it's not... It's not the gospel that I believe a majority of people are ready for right now.
Right.
And I think that worked against her. I mean, it demonstrates that she has some acumen, but it's just that the people aren't ready for it. I mean, this.
Right.
I mean, this coming election, I mean, you're waiting for Roe v. Wade to come flying out. I mean, it's just busting at the seams, getting ready to be a huge wedge issue. And could, counterbalance. I mean, this is what Joe Biden's hoping for, that it counterbalances the negative of what's happening at the border and what's happening with the economy. Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Paul Kengor on the other side. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Have you ever wanted to spark a conversation about the gospel with your friends and neighbors, but weren't sure where to start? All it takes is a simple question. Have you heard? The Tide Ministry's Have You Heard Challenge invites Christians to ask at least 10 people during the year if they've heard the truth about Jesus and what Jesus did for them. If someone responds that they've not heard, then the believer can share the love of Christ with them. If the person already knows Christ, then they can join the challenge and share the gospel themselves. It's easy to get intimidated when sharing the good news, but this challenge empowers believers to make disciples in their own backyards by easily initiating spiritual conversations. To learn how you can take the Tide Ministry's Have You Heard Challenge and potentially make an eternal difference in the lives of people you interact with throughout the day, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome to class. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. Just the way you'd like to hear from us, we've got the professor of political science, chief academic fellow at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Paul, real quick before we get into more politics here, I want your read on, you know, what is going on in the Catholic Church. I mean, the reverberations are still astounding to me after, you know, after the synod, and it wasn't even announced in, it was post synod, and it wasn't like it came out of the synod of all the, you know, bishops and cardinals coming together and saying, okay, this is the new dictum here that we're going to, you know, we're going to bless, homosexual marriages. And the Catholic Church is like they dropped this bomb out there and have really done nothing about it. I mean, local parishes, I mean, I've talked to some priests and go, hello, what are we doing? You know,
right.
Are you just waiting for some sort of schism to happen here? Or what's going
right.
on?
Well, it's a complete mess, and you know, Francis has done it, and with Tuco Fernandez, his new head of the dicastery, as they call it, rather than what they used to call the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, and it's a complete mess. The and typical of Francis and Fernandez, they seems that they've given all of the entire continent of Africa a pass because the African bishops and cardinals said, "Hey, listen, we're not going to bless these couples. These right. we're not doing it." And Francis actually met with them and said, "Okay, and here's how you could go about not doing it." By the way, this would just be typical of like a leftist sort of approach, right? Like we're gonna tell all the traditionalists what to do. We're not going to give them any wiggle room. We're going to shut down their parishes, their masses, and everything else. You know, but then when the people of color come in who are conservative and want to do something else, well, we'll let them go in their own direction, right?
This is a bad recipe. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is. And the Germans, meanwhile, you know, the German church is just a complete disaster. And, you know, it was the late Cardinal George who published a piece in Spectator. I think it ran in like the night or day before he died unexpectedly. Mm. It said that the papacy of Francis is a catastrophe, and I think a lot of liberal Catholics, as much as they like some of what Francis has done, they got to admit too that so much of what he's done has just spawned great confusion. I mean, a few days ago, I think this was last Thursday or Friday, Francis came out again, Bill, and denounced gender ideology in the harshest terms. He's called gender ideology demonic, tantamount to the educational policies of Hitler. He's called abortion like 100 times. He said having an abortion is like hiring a hitman to get rid of your problems. Right. He says children deserve to be raised in a family with a mother and a father rather than by homosexual couples. He's still against same-sex marriage. He said that emphatically. And then on the other hand, he's, you know, blessing what are basically, you know, homosexual couples. So he's doing a lot of stuff that's really not making either side happy. And it's leaving a lot of people just wondering what's really going on here, right? Leaving everybody confused.
I think it's the Zoom meetings with Joe Biden he's having. You got to get him off the Zoom meetings with him.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's like this crazy thought. I mean, where is the consistency? Where is, you know, like, you know, we talk in terms of institutions having a brand, you know, what can you count on? And you don't know what to count on anymore, you know, from the Catholic Church, you know, disturbingly. And this has happened from time to time. I think the last time was after, the Ecumenical Council, the Second Ecumenical Council, when there was things that came out of there that were just, you know, I think there were resolvable issues. There were things that you could have dealt with. But, you know, I think the church just mishandled this whole thing and caused a lot of Catholics to break away unnecessarily.
Yeah, a lot. It's driving people out of the church. Now, I have Protestant friends, conservative Protestant friends, who say, you know, you guys are still a lot better in all these issues than the rest of us, and you're still supporting traditional biblical marriage. But we're concerned, right? They'll say that to me, like, you know, if we can't count on Rome and the Vatican on these issues, you know, then we're all going to be in trouble. In fact, I'm looking at right now at the American Spectator. I'm the editor of the American Spectator. Our website is spectator.org. And our Ellie Gardy today has a piece posted called Rapidly Declining Mainline Church Seeks to Require Ministers to Support Transgenderism and Gay Marriage. Mm-hmm. And this piece by Ellie is about Presbyterian Church USA. PC USA. Yeah. And that's my former denomination before I converted to Catholicism. And they're now looking at voting in their next assembly in June on no longer giving their pastors and ministers the right to dissent on performing same-sex marriages, and maybe and possibly maybe even abortion, transgenderism as well. And Ellie goes through the numbers in here. Presbyterian Church USA, which was once the mainline denomination, by 2022 was down to 1.1 million members. They're going under a million. They're going under a million.
And, they're becoming becoming irrelevant.
Yeah, and she writes, Ellie, correctly, the church is now, the PCUSA church is now one of elderly white women. 75% of members are over the age of 40, 89% are white, 61% are female. There's an absolute crash in the number of young people. And the church that I left, I mean, it was mainly people with white and gray hair. And, you know, nothing against that. You and I both have gray hair, right? But in my Catholic church, it's filled with young people. By the way, the traditional Latin Mass churches are filled with homeschooling, big families, young families. But like PCUSA and some of these mainline denominations, they're all crashing. They're going under a million members. Where are people going? They're going to non-denominational independent churches. And meanwhile, the liberals continue to take over the mainline denominations. And they think the problem isn't that they're doing gay marriage and transgenderism. So they think the problem is that they haven't been able to do enough of it yet, right?
So
they're going to go over the cliff with the flag flying, and they're going to be down to 500,000 members, and you won't be able to convince them that it's because of their liberalism.
Right.
It's complete insanity.
Well, Jesus warned us. He said this was going to happen. I mean, this apostasy is taking place, and the thing is, it really counts on people like yourself and myself and others that hold to these to Scripture and hold to believing that God really meant what He said, and any deviation. I mean, especially in these times, because this is a time when you really need to check the roadmap. And if you're not connected to the Word of God, and you're not challenging everything that comes down the pipe here and reconciling it with the Word of God, you're going to be knocked off course. You're going to be caught in up into this cultural wave that's going to lead to the grand apostasy.
Well, the one thing that gives me comfort, right, even amid those kind of apocalyptic sentiments that you have there, which frankly I share, is that it was foretold that there would be times like this, right?
Yes, exactly.
And so in a sense, you can see this as getting closer to the second coming, right? Which is what all generations have lived for and prayed for and wanted. But until then, the tribulation that you have to go through is not fun. But you can take comfort in the fact that it's been told to us that this was supposed to happen. And by the way, Jesus told his disciples, apostles in the first century, if you want to follow me, this is a perfect Lenten message. This is the time of Lent. You need to pick up your cross and follow me. All right? It's not supposed to be all health and wealth gospel here, right? We're supposed to suffer.
Yeah, without a doubt. A minute left here, Dr. Paul Kengor. What's next for Donald Trump?
That's a good question. I would say keep your eyes next. The big thing, Bill, will be the announcement of his running mate. And I don't know when that will come. He doesn't need to announce it right now. He doesn't need to announce it until a convention, frankly.
Right.
But I'd say that's the next big thing for him to come. Yeah.
I will say this about conservatives in the Republican Party. Their bench has long been broad, isn't it? I mean, they've got a lot of people on the bench.
A great bench.
Right?
Terrific bench.
When you compare it to the Democrats, go ahead.
Yeah, I think Tim Scott would be the most. Tim Scott or Kristi Noem, I would place my bets on as the leading Trump contenders for the VP nomination.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. A judge in New York is approving a higher bond amount for Donald Trump, but allowing enforcement of the bond to be delayed. This in connection with a defamation case brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. Trump's legal team applied for an appeal bond, which will allow him to fight the verdict while preventing Carroll from enforcing the $83 million judgment. The judge approved, and once the bond is enforced, instead of $83 million, Trump would be forced to pay $91 million instead. At the same time, Trump's lawyers are also appealing that verdict and filing a motion for a new trial. Beyonce's upcoming country album now has a full title, previously known simply as Act 2, the singer revealed. It's titled Cowboy Carter. Beyonce released the first two songs, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, after announcing she had new music coming with a Super Bowl commercial. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Dr. John Lotkin joining us in just a few momentitos. He is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths, among other books, to make sure that he's doing the best he can to keep them honest. The gun control crowd, they know how to take the issue and walk in the realm of the hyperbole and exaggeration, and facts be damned, it doesn't matter, it's just what my emotions tell me to do, and that's what you're supposed to believe. Dr. John Lott joins us now. Hey John, how are you?
Doing great, thanks for having me on. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, always good to have you here. Let's talk about Senator John Cornyn. He's got ambitions to take over Mitch McConnell's position, but with John we get a barrel of monkeys, don't we?
That's one way to phrase it. He was the first one to announce his candidacy for the leadership of the Republicans in the Senate. And obviously there are many issues to consider, but one that you and I have talked about many times is the issue of gun control. And unfortunately, Cornyn has been on the wrong side of this many times. One recent example was he was in charge of negotiating for the Senate Republicans the 2022 so-called Bipartisan Community Safety Act. And it had all sorts of things in there that really will create or were threatening to create problems for gun owners. So for example, one of the things that almost happened was part of the agreement was to allow the federal government to ban federal funding for any public school that had a hunter safety class or had an archery class. Nationwide, over 10% of money on average going to public schools comes from the federal government. But when it finally came to light, what had been the outcome of the negotiations there, the vast majority of the House, including a large number of Democrats and the vast majority of the Senate, voted to kind of undo that part of the negotiations. But beyond that, one of the things that the Biden administration has been pushing very strongly has been a national gun registry. In fact, as about 2 years ago, they had put together a computerized database of almost 1 billion transactions involving guns over the decades. And they've been pushing for so-called universal background checks on the private transfers of guns. In fact, Biden keeps on bringing this up after each mass public shooting. In fact, after the report on the Uvalde shooting came out, the number one proposal that he wanted to have was these background checks on private transfers of guns, even though, you know, I wish somebody in the media would have asked, would it have stopped this last shooting? Would it have stopped the Uvalde shooting?
You can't ask follow-up questions like that. Exactly, right.
Any attack this century, and the answer would have been, as you're implying, no.
Yeah.
But part of this Bipartisan Community Safety Act changed the definition of what it means to be a federally licensed dealer. And the Biden administration put out about 150 pages last fall that pretty much went to any private transfer of a gun, even between a father and a son. You know, if you sold one gun and even talked about selling another gun, or you gave one gun and even talked about giving a second gun, or if you sold a gun, even just one gun, and kept a record someplace of how much you paid for it and how much you were paid for it, if anything, then you would be classified as a firearms dealer and have to go and get the license and everything else that's there. Since then, it's become clear that the Biden administration's expanded this from 150 pages to something like 1,300 pages worth of rules on people being able to transfer a gun. And supposedly, according to leakers at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, made it so that it would be illegal for anyone to privately give a gun or transfer a gun or sell a gun. And the motivation for this, I don't know, I can't get into Cornyn's mind whether he believes the arguments that the Biden administration has put out about how this is instrumental in solving crime, because as you and I have talked about before, it's not going to solve crimes. I mean, in theory, if a gun is left at a crime scene and it's registered to the person who committed the crime, then you can go back and solve the crime. And maybe that's the way it works on TV shows sometimes.
Right.
But in real life, crime guns are virtually never left at the crime scene. In the few times that they are left at the crime scene, it's because the criminal's either been killed or wounded, so you've caught them anyway.
Right.
And the once or twice beyond that they're left at the crime scene, they're not registered to the person who committed the crime. And the once or twice beyond that they're left at the crime scene, even if they are registered, they're not registered to the person who committed the crime. And, you know, we've had places in the United States like Hawaii since 1960 that have registration and licensing of guns. You've had it in New York and Maryland and D.C. and Chicago. And these places have many times spent many tens of millions of dollars on doing this. And yet they can't point to one single crime that they've been able to solve as a result of registration and licensing. And the only thing that registration has accomplished and been used for any place in the United States where it's been to confiscate guns. And, you know, unfortunately, we've seen many places around the world where that has also been used for that same purpose.
So, well, John, anyway, what does it do in terms of, you know, people of lower income? Doesn't it marginalize them? Because here you've got these costs that are associated with a gun, and the people who probably most need a gun are in those areas where the crime statistics are higher, and they want to protect themselves. So now what are they left to do? Either get a gun illegally or join some sort of group where they've got some neighborhood hitman that can protect them.
Right.
No, I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but I mean, this is about survival, and depending on some of these areas threatened.
Your basic point. No, I mean, I agree 100% with your central point there, and that is, if my research, for example, convinced me of anything, it's the most vulnerable people in our society who benefit the most from owning guns, and one very identifiable group are the people who are the most likely victims of violent crime. You know, it'd be great if the police were every place all the time, but the police themselves understand that they virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crimes occurred.
Exactly.
And, you know, what are people going to do? And the people that are the most likely victims of violent crime benefit the most from having the option to be able to go and protect themselves. So let's say you and I were in Washington, D.C. It costs $125 to go through a licensed dealer to privately transfer a gun. That may not stop you or I from being able to do it, but it's exactly the type of people that you were just describing. $125 might make a huge difference. I mean, the irony is that Democrats will go and claim that free voter IDs prevent people from voting. But somehow, not only do they have to have the IDs to go through the background check, but if you put these additional fees on them, that somehow, that's not going to have a detrimental impact. And you can look at other aspects of these rules. Like in most states that have this, what you find is that you have a situation where they have to do a separate background check on each gun. If you and I were there and I were to transfer four guns, you'd think, well, John's giving Bill four guns. The same person's getting the guns. He should get just one background check.
Got to go to break. More from John Lott after this.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Dr. John Lott is with us, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths. And, you know, we were just talking off air about this whole discussion. You know, in this particular case, we're talking about gun control and the level of emotions that come up. And it seems that, you cannot, in the realm of emotions, John, it's very difficult to have a conversation. Because whether it's Joe Biden or anybody else after anything, and like you said, a common sense question is, what you're proposing, would it make any difference? Well, regardless, it doesn't matter. It's just somehow they feel like they've got to do something.
They got to do something.
Yeah.
Right. No,
maybe some of this is just the fact that, I get it. I mean, we've got a lot of laws on the books. We need to enforce these laws. You can't go around and defund police. You can't go around and take police off the streets in New York, 600 undercover police, and think that somehow that's going to be the answer of gun control when you're doing just the opposite with these policies that are coming from these Democratic states. And I mean, it's like, how do you have a debate with them when the very thing supposedly they say they're interested in doing, but yet their policies countermand a common sense.
Right. I mean, one of the problems is this desire to go and do something creates regulations that often lead to more problems. And then rather than going back and kind of saying, well, maybe we shouldn't have quite done it that way to begin with, they kind of pile on more regulations to begin with. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Right.
Something like Uvalde, we have 40% of the schools in Texas have armed teachers and staff. Unfortunately, Uvalde wasn't one of those. It's one of these gun-free zones. Gun-free zones in schools haven't been around forever. It's kind of hard not to notice that these school shootings have been occurring since, and other mass public shootings have been occurring overwhelmingly in these gun-free zones that have been created over time. And, anybody who reads the diaries or manifestos of these mass murderers knows how, they want to get media attention. They know the more people they kill, the more media attention that they're going to get. And
exactly.
They explicitly, time after time, talk about if they go to a place where they know their victims aren't able to go and defend themselves, they're going to be able to go and kill more people and get more media attention.
Mm-hmm.
And, Uvalde was yet another one of these gun-free zones. We've had eight mass public school shootings in the United States since 2000. Like the Nashville school shooter from last year. For some reason, the media just refuses to go and talk about those parts of the manifestos or diaries where these killers explain why they picked the targets that they did.
Exactly.
According to the Nashville police chief, because the diary has been held up by the Biden administration. They're refusing to release it, probably because the murderer there was a transgender person.
Mm-hmm.
The Nashville police chief got to look at it, and he said that the original target was a mall, but because there were armed people at the mall, the murderer decided to go after the school that was there,
exactly.
Which was a soft target. Didn't have, the ability to go and protect people.
Now, you see, all that makes
sense.
But
nobody goes back and says, let's get rid of these guns. None of these gun control people go back and say, well, maybe we made a mistake. We should go back and undo these gun-free zones. Instead, they push, you look at California, you look at New York. They passed laws in the last year or so, which essentially try to make the whole state gun-free zones.
Exactly. Yeah. You had, speaking of California, I think it was in California that you had a recent debate on the Second Amendment. No, it was actually University of Wisconsin, I'm sorry, Sanford Levinson. Tell us about that, John, because you got good reviews on this.
I appreciate Sandy Levinson being willing to debate. One of the things, over time, it's been very difficult to go and get people who are willing to debate on these issues. But look, to me, so the question was kind of, was the Second Amendment a mistake? And I went through some of the recent Supreme Court decisions, like the Heller and McDonald decisions about whether you could have a gun ban. Talked about how every time in the world, any place in the world, not just places like Chicago and Washington, D.C., that we've had a gun ban, murder rates and homicide rates have gone up. I mean, you think out of randomness, once or twice, they would go down or at least stay the same. And yet every single time they've gone up, and including going up in Washington, D.C. and Chicago. And I know gun control advocates will say, well, those weren't fair tests. Well, it'd be nice if they had told us that they weren't fair tests before they passed the laws.
Right,
they claim that they're not fair tests because unless you go and you ban guns every place, it's not going to work because people can get guns from other places. And that's true, but that was true before the bans went into effect. So they don't explain why that goes up. Murder rates went up. It may explain why it didn't go down like they were predicting. But you can look at whole nations. You can look at island nations that have banned guns, and yet every single time murder rates and homicide rates go up. And then I talked about the Bruin decision. The Bruin decision got rid of these requirements that states made it so that people had to provide good reasons to some local public official about why they should be able to go and defend themselves outside the home. And, you look at data from California, for example, Los Angeles County. I'd gotten a list a few years ago of all the concealed carry permit holders in the county. They had like 314 permit holders out of an adult population of 8 million people. And the people that they let defend themselves, the ones that the Democratic officials said had a good reason, were basically wealthy, politically connected white males who had given large donations to the sheriff's reelection campaign. Well, that's fine. I'm glad that they were able to go and defend themselves.
But, right.
Only 5% of the permits were given out to blacks. Only 6% were given out to Hispanics. Only 7% of the permits were given out for women. Those are fractions of the percents that you see nationwide. Nationwide, about 30% of permit holders go to women. Permits go to women. About 13% go to black. Is it just that women in Los Angeles County aren't being stalked and threatened like they may be in other parts of the country? Is it that blacks in Los Angeles simply don't face threats from crime that they do in the rest of the country. It's just that when you see this power to be able to go and determine who has a good reason to be able to go and defend themselves, the most vulnerable people, the ones that you were describing in our previous segment,
exactly,
are not allowed to be able to go and defend themselves.
Well, and especially so, right now, John, look at, you got all these illegals coming across the border, and where do they end up? They end up in these Hispanic communities. And so that raises the threat level there in these communities. That's why they're so upset. And particularly in California, we're talking about here. And of course, you submitted an amicus brief in the Ninth Circuit on this issue of banning concealed carry in most of California. To your point of argument here, and discussion, this is it's almost a crime unto itself, isn't it? That you would have that kind of bias. Clearly, it's like, okay, well, if you pay the piper and support the local sheriff, then you get a concealed carry. Well, that's ridiculous.
Right. Well, I mean, the amounts that were having to be paid were stuff that only the wealthiest were going to be able to make a difference there.
Well, of course.
I mean, Levinson was basically arguing that we don't need a Bill of Rights. We could just depend upon states and local governments to go and protect people. And, you know, he was saying, you know, Chicago is different than Montana or whatever. And my response was, well, you know, take the First Amendment. Should we go and let different states determine what press freedom? So, like, some years ago, there was a case that went to the Supreme Court where Louisiana imposed a tax on newspapers because the political powers that be in Louisiana didn't like the political perspective from the newspapers there. Well, did we say, well, Louisiana should be able to go and determine whether or not they can put out of business newspapers that don't toe their same political views? Would that be okay?
Right.
And he didn't really address those types of concerns. But, you know, the notion that somehow we should just trust the states to go and make these decisions, I mean, how would that apply after the Civil War? I mean, the whole point of the 14th Amendment was to go and apply the Bill of Rights to the states. Previously, the Bill of Rights only applied to the federal government. But after the Civil War, you had Southern states passing laws that effectively banned blacks from being able to go and have guns for protection against the Ku Klux Klan. Well, you know, and you read the congressional debate that occurred, that was the big issue. They wanted to pass the 14th Amendment to make it so that people were able to go and defend themselves, that blacks could protect themselves.
Well, you bring up a good point here, John, and that's, worthy of consideration and a pause for thought here in your discussion and debate with Sanford Levinson there at the University of Wisconsin. You can read all about it at crimeresearch.org and all the other latest research that Dr. John Lott is doing on behalf of we the people, especially for those of us that believe in our constitutional Second Amendment right. John Lott, as always, we appreciate the time. Take care, buddy. Godspeed, my friend.
Well, thanks for being there,
Phil. It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone?